USA Radio News.
A lot of damn power lines, a lot of poles bent over.
James Witherspoon is a first responder in Wilmington, North Carolina, where a mother and an infant were killed when a tree fell onto their home. Tropical Storm Florence is now pounding the South Carolina coastline with rain. Here's more from meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
Still an excessive rainfall outlook, meaning there is the potential for more flooding. How can there be more? The ground is saturated. Those trees are going to come down. The ground just can't hold those roots anymore. The rivers can't hold the water anymore. They'll be spilling out for days and days to come. So this is a long haul event. And now we have the potential for severe weather with the possibility of tornadoes.
Florence is being blamed for at least 7 deaths. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
NTSB investigators are looking to find a cause for a series of gas explosions north of Boston that left 1 dead and 25 injured. Authorities say that as many as 8,000 people in Lawrence and over in North Andover were displaced. Many still have not yet been allowed back home. Columbia Gas Representative Stephen Bryant said they have to shut off gas to all possible affected buildings before electricity can be turned back on.
We need to get access to each building. I expect that by Saturday or Sunday, we will have covered all 8,000 customers.
Evelyn Gonzalez, who was recognized by President Trump at the State of the Union address in his campaign against deadly MS-13 gang violence, was struck by an SUV and killed at her slain daughter's memorial service on Long Island in New York. The driver remained at the scene. The president tweeted his thoughts and prayers are with the family. This is USA Radio News.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Witness the next chapter.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Of the unbelievable true story.
Tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
Paul Manafort pleads guilty to 2 federal crimes and agrees to cooperate with prosecutors, a dramatic turnaround for the former Trump campaign chairman, who now becomes a powerful asset for special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Manafort's attorney, Kevin Downing.
A tough day for Mr. Manafort, but he's accepted responsibility, and he wanted to make sure that his family was able to remain safe and live a good life.
Manafort becomes the 5th associate of President Trump's to plead guilty in connection to the special counsel's probe, which is examining, among other things, any potential coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign. CNN reports he also admits to all the other crimes Mueller accused him of since last October, from money laundering and bank fraud to foreign lobbying violations related to his work for pro-Russian Ukrainians. Those charges will be dropped if he completely complies with the cooperation agreement. Following his decisive win over Section of City actress Cynthia Nixon Thursday in the New York Democratic primary, Governor Andrew Cuomo says voters renominated him because they've benefited from his work.
And you know what we have done in New York? We have provided real solutions in their lives. Actual results for people.
California Governor Jerry Brown wants to develop a satellite to help battle climate change. He's announced a state initiative to develop a satellite that can track climate pollutants with greater precision than other climate pollutants that linger in the atmosphere, trapping in heat and warming the Earth's surface. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.